I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. Negotiations continue on a plea agreement for former Enron chief financial officer Andrew Fastow. Yesterday, he seemed close to reaching a deal with federal prosecutors. Now that agreement may have hit a snag. A federal judge in Texas says he will reach a decision soon on a related plea deal with Fastow's wife, Lee, a former Enron assistant treasurer. Day to Day's Mike Pesca turned to Slate's financial columnist Daniel Gross for a reminder of how Andrew Fastow fits into the intricate web of the Enron scandal.
Dan Gross, can you explain to us what did Fastow do at Enron and what's he charged with?
Andrew Fastow joined Enron in 1990, the same year his wife Leah did. They were both up-and-coming finance executives. She left in 1997 to raise their children. In 1998, he became the chief financial officer. Fastow was the man they turned to create the financial structures that allowed the company to report profits, even as it was losing money.
But do prosecutors regard him as the biggest fish, or are they still looking at two former CEOs, Kenneth Lay and Jeffrey Skilling, as the big prizes out there?
Fastow was right in the middle of all this. As CFO, he was creating these strategies through vehicles called special purpose entities. They would set up these partnerships that would help take assets off the balance sheet of Enron when needed to help them meet earnings. And the irony is that Fastow himself was also running these partnerships. He is directly involved in a lot of the egregious activity, but there were people higher than him on the organizational chart, namely Jeff Skilling and Ken Lay. And I think the hope and expectation would be that were he to strike a deal and agree to cooperate, that he would have some information to deliver against either one of those two.
And what are they charging his wife with?
What he would do, he would have his wife write checks, wire money in and out of these partnerships when needed.
Now, are there people who are at her level in Enron who didn't get indicted? The implication, I guess, being that her indictment was a way to put pressure on her husband and ultimately pressure on Skilling and Lay?
There were many people who worked in Enron's financial treasury unit, the unit that she came up in, that were not indicted. But she was involved, the charge that she was involved intimately with some of these partnership operations, and virtually all of the Enron people who were associated with those partnerships have been either indicted or have made deals with prosecutors.
And now I guess the sticking point is the Fastows want at least one parent to be out of jail to raise their children. I didn't know that that was actually an option for alleged criminals to be able to, you know, alternate who's in the big house and who's raising the children. But do you think they'll be able to work that out with prosecutors?
I'm not aware of examples of this in the past. You certainly don't hear it when a couple involved in drug dealing that may have a child or two. You certainly don't see episodes of that where they say, okay, Mom, you go first, and then Dad will go to jail, so that there will always be someone with the kids. For people without the sort of resources to fight the charges and to hire expensive lawyers, their kids frequently have to go to foster care or some other sort of supervision.
Daniel Gross writes the Moneybox column for Slate. Thanks a lot, Dan.
Thank you.
And that interview by Day to Day's Mike Pesca.